Even though spring is in full bloom, if you're hiking in the woods, it can be easy to miss the many wildflowers that might be growing just a few inches away from your feet. They're often tiny and blend into the landscape. That's where a guide like Shane Miller, an interpreter with Raccoon Creek State Park near Pittsburgh's airport, comes in. We tagged along a few years ago as he led a group of Girl Scouts and others through the park's wildflower reserve. He gave us the lowdown on little-known uses and facts about these native plants.
The reason I stopped here is there's a little plant that grows here that I kind of think of as the Rodney Dangerfield of plants. There's just some plants that just do not get respect, and this is one of them. Now you look at it, it has these tiny, tiny little white flowers, nothing too exciting, but in pioneer times, this was a very important plant. Let's say you were misfortunate enough to get lice. This is the plant you'd use to treat it. Also, let's say you wanted to make a little bag of potpourri. Put some leaves in it to prevent the critters from chewing on your winter clothes. This is the plant that you'd use. This one is commonly called cat's toes or mouse's toes because it kind of looks like they're fuzzy little toes. Let me show you one other interesting thing. Let's say it doesn't have the flowers on it. If you turn its leaf over, it's metallic silver. Look at that. Isn't that cool?
I've already seen more than I normally see on a hike.
The reason I stopped here is so I can let you folks know we need to form a single file line to head down this next trail. It is a narrow trail that winds down into the valley here, and then it opens up down at the bottom. We have five different species of trilliums that are here. We have the snow trilliums, which bloom when there's snow out. We also have toad shade that we'll bump into. We also have the wake robin, which is around when the robins are around. He's named Remember. We also have the big white one, which is the large flowering trillium. And we have also what's called the declining trillium, which is a beautiful but unusual trillium that bows down to the ground where you don't see it, and it has a completely white center. So it doesn't have a purple center like the ones these folks are enjoying. Yes, that is a trillium.
It looks like a four-leaf clover with a white flower and like a little pine cone in the middle, like a robin egg.
You can take a look at a plant that's called toad shade. Years ago, pioneers and settlers actually believed that stinky little red trillium over there, and in the springtime, it will have leaves that are green and purple, toads hid under. Well, for the past 10 years, I've been looking and have not found any toads hiding under them, but it's kind of a fun story to remember its name, toad shade.
Poison ivy.
The purple flower that I was pointing out that was on the right-hand side of the trail is one that I bet most of you have in your garden but don't even realize it. That plant is called Dwarf Delphinium or Dwarf Larkspur. It's called dwarf because it's a small one. But if you look closely at it, we're going to walk by more of them. There's two different names for it, the Delphinium and the Larkspur. Well, Delphinium actually refers to the shape of the dolphin. So if you look closely at this, towards the back of it, there's this little spike that comes out that's supposed to look like a dolphin. I think it takes a little bit of imagination, but I can kind of see where it comes from. The other one, which is larkspur, where does that come from? Well, years ago, they used to call it lark's foot, and a lark is a springtime bird that you'd see. Now imagine its foot, but purple, and attached to these flowers. Interesting names. I don't often get to talk about dolphins in the middle of Pennsylvania, but we have a flower that supposedly looks like one.
That was park interpreter Shane Miller at Raccoon Creek State Park Wildflower Reserve, and he was recorded by Jennifer Shveta Jordan.